Tanya for the 18th of Adar Sheni, Yudches Adar Sheni, is in Perek Lamed Zayin, chapter 37, page 496 at the bottom of the page. The Alter Rebbe is saying that through the performance of mitzvahs, the doing of the positive mitzvahs, and the avoiding the negative mitzvahs, we make the world a dwelling place for God, because all the unholiness is either elevated if it's klipas mega, or eliminated if it is the totally dark klipa. And this comes through the Jew doing mitzvahs and elevating his animal soul. Why so? Why is it that it's necessarily through the Jew that this happens? Ki klolus Yisrael, because Jews in general, shehem shishim ribin shamis pratiyes, which in general are 600,000. Individual neshamas, heim klolus hachayish or klolus ha'ilam, they constitute the general life source of the entire world, ki bishvilam nivra, because it is for the Jew that the world was created, and therefore the existence of the world is contained within the Jew, comes from the Jew. V'chol prat mehen, and every individual soul of these 600,000, each one of them has breaks down further into more souls. Okay, each one of the details of the 600,000 souls. Kilo v'shayich lei to one chelik echad mishishim ribi mekolus ha'ilam. It contains and is related to 1/600,000th of the world. So the world is divided also into 600,000 parts, and each of the souls, of the 600,000 souls, is responsible and is connected, related to one part of the 600,000 parts of the world. Hatoli b'nafshei hachiyunis l'ha'alese l'hashem ba'aliyasa. When we say that the world depends on Jews, more specifically, one part of 600,000, one part of the world depends on one soul of the 600,000. So each of this, and there's a specific part of the world that depends on a specific one of the 600,000 souls. That through the animal soul of this particular Jew, that particular part of the world will receive its elevation. When this individual Jew elevates his animal soul, he elevates with it a certain portion of this world, 1/600,000th part of the world. The food that he eats, the clothes that he wears, and so on. Dehainu, which means, b'ma shemishtamish me'elam hazeh, l'tzeirich gufei v'nafshi hachiyunis, la'avedas Hashem, that part of the world that he uses for the requirements of his body and animal soul in the service of God, as for example, eating and drinking and those sorts of things. In other words, the things that are necessary for the body directly. The deed of a whole kelit klei tashmishov, and also a dwelling place, and all of its furniture and utensils and so on, which are more distant from the body, not directly related to the body. All of them, all of these things, when he uses them, in the service of God, he does them for the sake of his body and his animal soul. But all of that is within the service of God. He needs to have a healthy body, but he needs the healthy body in order to serve God. Then he is elevating those physical things, that portion of the world, which is a 600,000th of the total physical substance of the world. But these 600,000 souls, they are root souls. The whole shadish mitzchalik lishishim ribinitzutzes. And each one of these 600,000 then subdivides into 600,000 further parts, sparks. Shekol nitzutzu nishama achas. And each spark becomes a complete nishama. And that's on the level of neshama, v'chem b'nefesh v'ruach, and the same is also on the other parts of the soul, called nefesh and ruach, b'chol eilam me'arba eilamis, in each of the four worlds, atzilus, bri, yitzir, asiyah, In each of them, there is the subdivision of the soul into the levels of nefesh, ruach, and neshama. So that each of the 600,000 souls, in turn, subdivides into 600,000 sparks, and those 600,000 sparks exist on three levels, neshama, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And therefore, each spark also has its particular portion of the world. So that as we divide it, we keep dividing it more specifically, more exact, more focused. First, it comes in the form of 600,000. Then it comes down in the form of 70, like the 70 souls that came down into Egypt, and that which is a more general description of the souls. And then an even higher and more general description are the seven branches of the Menorah that represent the seven types of soul, so that the soul gets broken down from the most inclusive, from the most general to the most specific. The most general is seven, then that goes down into 70, that breaks down into 600,000. The 600,000 subdivide into six, each one of them subdivides into 600,000 sparks until you have millions of Jews. And each Jew has a specific portion of the world and a specific amount of the world that is his shlichus and his responsibility to elevate. And that's why we find sometimes when one Jew speaks to another and tries to elevate him and inspire him to Yiddishkeit and doesn't succeed, another Jew comes along and does the same thing, says the same words and the same delivers the same message. And the second time around, he does succeed, and the Jew is inspired and elevated and so on. The explanation might be that each neshama has a certain responsibility, specific responsibility, and certain sparks, certain netzutzis, belong to this particular neshama, and therefore, every other neshama that will try to elevate this spark will fail until the one who is meant to elevate it will come along, and only he can succeed. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 18th of Adar Sheni, the Rebbe writes that my grandfather, Azmur, the Rebbe Marash, Kesev Be'echad Me'maymarav, writes in one of his Maimarim, that Tzrichim Lumed B'chol Yayim Teresh Be'ksav in Pirush Rashi. It's necessary to learn every day part of the written Torah, Chumash, with Pirush Rashi. Shezehu Trumeis Medrashi Rezal. Because Rashi is like the select of the interpreters of the Medrashim of the sages. He selects out the most relevant of the commentaries of the sages. And at the very least, every person should learn at least one mesechta, at least one gemara, in the course of a year. So in learning Chumash with Rashi, you're learning the written Torah along with the oral Torah, which Rashi contains, because he selects out the interpretations and the sayings of the sages. But to properly learn Torah Shebal Peh, you should learn at least one Gemara in the course of the year.